This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
So what I'm going to teach you guys is very simple. How to network with high net worth individuals that'll help you propel your life to the next level. That is the topic of conversation, okay? So the most important thing you need to understand is that rich individuals, they value their time and their circle, right? The trust that is fostered inside that circle more than they do money, okay? And I learned this the hard way. I learned this that usually people that are broke are harder to trust, right? And the reason they're harder to trust is because you can't truly identify who that person is unless they have money, right? When a person has money and they're comfortable, well, they play in a different mindset, right? They play in a different mindset. They don't care as much, right? Especially if you're the underdog and you're the come up. So you gotta be extremely careful of who you hang out with and who you spend time with, because you are truly the sum of the five people you spend the most amount of time with, right? So if your friends are shit, your friends are garbage, they have no goals, no motivation, no future, you're gonna end up in a similar situation. That's non-negotiable, that's the truth, that's what's going to happen. So, I get 50 to 100 DMs every single day, and the DMs are like, yo, Luke, and if you need a videographer, hit me up. Yo, Luke, if you need Facebook ads, hit me up. Hey, Luke, if I got this job opportunity. And then the most common one that I get is, hey, Luke, I'm poor. That's a great way to start. That's a great way to impress somebody that has money is by telling them, hey, I'm poor, I have no skills, but anything that you need me for, I'll be your slave. I've literally gotten DMs where people are like, I will slave away for you for free if I can just be around you. And I'm like, no, you know, like that doesn't really work that way. I don't need slaves. I can just hire people to operate my businesses. I don't need fucking slaves, right? So the reason that approach is extremely dangerous, okay? The reason that approach is extremely dangerous is because we're in a situation nowadays where attention, right? The attention of people is very, very limited and very low. So you need to be able to grasp the attention of individuals really quickly. It doesn't matter if you're super rich, if you're super poor, your attention span is always changing. So if you had one text message, one opportunity to have an interaction with somebody, what would it be? Now, most people spam, send mass DMs, they comment, they interact for a very short period of time. You have to become familiar, right? People don't do business with people that they like necessarily. People do business with people that they know. So the first thing is, do people know you, right? Like, are you known? You don't have to be known for everything, but like, do you have any sort of presence? I have so many people DMing me. They have no profile photo on their Instagram. They got no photos. For all I know, you're a fucking scammer in Nigeria trying to get money from me for your fucking medical bill, right? Whatever it is. So you need to establish online presence. It's extremely important. Establish online presence, an online persona. Now, this persona should be a realistic persona that is actually you, right? Because keeping a fake persona up, it's too much fucking effort, right? Too much bullshit. Just have to be you. So that means you, instead of expending your energy trying to pretend to be somebody, you become that person that you're pretending to be. And you can actually do it, right? Like, instead of pretending to be rich, just spend the time that you were pretending to be rich actually working on being rich. So why do most people not get responses when they are interacting with high net worth individuals? They don't get text follow-ups. They don't get call follow-ups. Is because you're not valuable. And I know that sounds hard to hear, but the reason you're not valuable isn't because you don't have value to provide. The reason you're not valuable is because you haven't provided or visualized a need that that person has, right, in order to get in their circle. Let me give you an example. Okay. Let's say I'm the scenario. We've got tens of millions of dollars. It's an approachable. I'm an approachable individual. So you don't want to go super hard and like difficult and go into a society where it's very closed, right? There's plenty of people with money that have open doors. So let's say the scenario is you live in a neighborhood that's high end. It's really nice, and there's a lot of people with money. All these people have pools, right? Every single person has pools. Well, what does this mean? This means these pools need to be cleaned. These pools need to be fixed. These pools need repair. Now imagine you repair the pools for every person in the neighborhood. Not every person, but every major person in the neighborhood, right? You've established a reputation of showing up on time, doing the job right, providing value because they need the pool clean. That's a value provision that they actually need. And eventually you establish a relationship based off of the immediate trust that you have, the good customer service, the goodwill that you've developed, and your ability to be present when these people are around. Now, I talk to my pool guys, right, and I do this, but they never present themselves eloquently. They always look like really like scruffed up or like not very educated and things of this nature. But imagine you're in a situation where you're highly presentable. You've already gained the most difficult thing, which is the foot in the door, right? And the way that you achieve the foot in the door is by providing a service or a good that other individual required. You know, so many kids are out here flipping sneakers and they get to meet all the crazy celebrities, all the highly influential individuals around the world for a very simple reason. They're providing a good that's very difficult to replace, right? Or very difficult to find. And their skill set is quite irreplaceable. So you need to figure out a skill set that is irreplaceable, that a lot of people need, that high net worth individuals need, and your ability to provide it. I'll give you another example. I have a buddy, right, that he doesn't understand entrepreneurship at a high level, right? He's traveled to like 30 countries. He understands how to find flight deals. He understands how to like book hotels that are relevant, book hotels that are cheap, all this stuff. But on the other hand, I was like, okay, why don't you start a little boutique concierge service where you literally just hit up high net worth individuals and be like, hey, any time that you need to travel overseas, just hit me up and I'll get your itinerary set up. And you just add, you know, a little 10% surplus charge to whatever the flight and the tickets and the fees are. And you'll see a lot of people pay you the difference. And now you're building goodwill and reputation and rapport. And now you're one text message away from an individual that's highly valuable, right? But a lot of people don't want to put in the work of what? Spotting a need. You guys have to be able to spot a need. I don't care if you're Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk. I don't care if you're Mark Zuckerberg. I don't care if you're fucking Donald Trump. I don't care if you're a peasant. You guys can become valuable. So when I was poor, right, what I did is I was DMing people on Instagram. I was like, hey, this was before, you know, social media was popular. This was before, you know, followers were a big thing. And I would offer people campaigns, right, where they could grow. This was back in like 2015, right, when it was actually valuable. So I would approach high net worth individuals, valuable people in the community. And what I would do is I would be like, hey, like, I'll help you grow on social media. I'll give you a strategy. I'll help you with copy. I'll help you with all these things because they wouldn't have time to do it. So that's how I got to know people that were worth hundreds of millions of dollars, because that's the service that I was providing. And it was a service that I picked to provide, not because it was a service that I loved or enjoyed doing, but it was something that I realized that was valuable to people, right? Social presence, status, rapport, reputation, followers, growth, an online persona. So as a poor individual, right, that's how I got my foot in the door. And I got access to some of the biggest entrepreneurs in the world within a year and a half, right? Within a year and a half, simply because I was providing a value that a lot of people weren't willing to provide. And instead, what I have is people DMing me being like, oh, well, if you ever need anything, just let me know and I'll help you. That's not the way to do it. You have to be able to spot the need. Imagine you walk up to me with confidence and be like, Luke, you're missing this, 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 and this. I can help you solve it this, 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 in this way. Let me test it out for free. Are you down? Yes. Perfect. Done. No? All right. Sounds good. Then something's wrong in your pitch and your ability to close or convince the individual. Maybe it's the way you look, your reputation, your rapport, your status, whatever. Maybe you have to start with smaller fish. But that's how you begin. Does this make sense, ladies and gentlemen, in the chat? Because a lot of you guys, you know, could be providing a ton of value to people, but you're not thinking. You're not using your head. Would a clothing brand be a unique skill? No, not at all. How is that unique to what everybody else is doing? It's a skill to a high net worth individual. It's clothing line. I could just go hire a third-party logistics company, slap my logo, and not have to deal with your peasant ass. Right?